Hi guys, I'm Mike.
And I'm Kirsten.
And you're listening to the How to Real Life podcast.
Whoop whoop.
Oh, we're going to do that.
We are now. Hey everybody, I'm Kirsten.
And this is Mike.
And welcome to our podcast.
Wow.
Woo! Episode one.
So yeah, so this is official episode one. But we've had one other episode. Hopefully you'll find that on iTunes or SoundCloud or on our website. That was actually episode 00. And we basically gave the intro to the podcast. What this was all about, our vision behind it, what we're going with, where we're going with it. And basically just a little bit about us and a little bit about it. So we'll see where it goes.
Woo.
So before we get going today, 30 seconds, where are we at right now?
Oh gosh, we are in the middle of prepping for baby number two.
Ah!
37 and a half weeks pregnant. And so it kind of feels like the final countdown. The final countdown. Which is what everybody tells me when they're like, wow, look at how big you are.
wow.
It can't be much longer now. Thank you. Yes, that's true. I am prepping this week. I'm actually training my replacement for the cleaning company that I work for. I work for a wonderful cleaning company in Wilmington, part-time, but I'm not in Wilmington. Sad. but I'm actually training my sister to work during my maternity leave, so that's going to be, it's going to be a busy week for me.
Cool.
What about you?
I just finished up a crazy month. We had a big women's conference at work. We had a couple things get out of town as well. So it was a crazy 3 weeks or so.
Yeah.
Crazy 3 weeks, but it was well worth it. It was awesome. Now I'm back home a little bit more.
Yeah.
Helping take care of you and our house and do our thing. So yeah, that's us in a nutshell in about 45 seconds probably. But hey, who's counting other than myself?
So if you remember, we went into this pot. Actually, if you remember, if you listen to the zeroth podcast,
the zero it's a good one
podcast, we talk about wanting this podcast to cover four different topics: marriage, parenting, work life, and personal growth.
Yeah, and so today we're jumping into the first topic, and we're going to hit marriage. We figured maybe a lot of people are listening to that, so we'll start that one first. So we're jumping to marriage, but the subject of it is actually going to be the importance of friendship in a marriage and what that actually looks like and how it plays out. So we figured we'll start way back when and see where we're at now. So here we go.
Okay, so a few years ago, this topic came up for us. We were in a small group and we were reading a book called Real Marriage by Mark Driscoll and Grace Driscoll. And one of the chapters was about being friends. I don't remember going into it expecting to be blown away by any means, but the topic actually resonated with me a lot. At the time, Mike and I were working together at the church that we worked at, and one morning, I think, we were driving down the road, and I was just thinking about this chapter we discussed, and I kind of had this epiphany that, I don't know why it came to me like this, but I realized I didn't answer the phone with Mike in the same way as I did with my friends most of the time. You know, just kind of thinking about the topic of friendship, what does it look like to interact with your friends? And I was like, oh, with Mike, it was always kind of a level like, hey, how's it going? You know, whatever, talk, to-do lists, or here's what the schedule looks like for the day or whatever. But with friends, I'd always answer with kind of a, hey, or something goofy or ridiculous or whatever. And I don't know, that just kind of made me think, like, am I actually treating Mike like my friend, as opposed to, you know, just that spouse who works and you work and you just kind of live life alongside each other, but it's kind of boring. And so I decided to try answering the phone with Mike in that way. And it made me realize how differently I would come across when I talked to him like that, and not just that he would respond differently. But when I talked to him like that, it actually shifted my mind to see him kind of as friend and not the person who I needed to just talk to when I needed to get something done or confirm something. So, yeah.
Yeah. So for myself, when I read that book, I thought it was just one of those weird things, because we looked at, you know, I always like to look at the chapters before we get started to a book, or when I read a book, I just read the title of the chapters and see what's going on. And I thought friendship was like odd to be in the book.
Yeah.
Because like mentally.
It seemed obvious.
You think, well, sort of. For me, it was kind of like, well, that's, you know, that's your friendship, then you date, and then you get married.
It's like a level above friendship.
So you've got friendship. It's like friendship's like base level.
Yeah.
And then we move into dating, and we're friends, and we're dating, and we get to know each other. And then, you know, we get married. And friendship never came to mind, really. I mean, maybe a little bit. I have a terrible memory. But I do remember this one feeling out of place. Like, all the other chapters in the book had all, like, oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Oh,
finances,
covenant of marriage. Mm-hmm. Even dating your spouse kind of made sense to me at the time. Sex, all these other things that go along. But then friendship, and it was like, we had that one down. That's why we're dating. That's why we're married. Like, that's in succession. So for me, it stood out pretty quick just to kind of go, wait, hold on. What is this all about? Ended up being like, I think one of our favorite chapters in the book. So it's one that's kind of stuck with us.
Yeah. It's interesting because I think it's funny that we kind of had already done this one thing, but it was another thing that stuck out to me, that one thing we always did, I guess, to connect us to friendship was to say, I like you. I don't even remember how it began. I feel like it had something to do with the fact that I love you has been watered down. And you kind of say I love you to everything. And so when we'd be feeling particularly like goofy or just sweet and sentimental, I'd be like, oh, I like you. And then we added onto it later with, I like you, you're my friend.
Yeah, and it was really funny and goofy. We were just being weird.
Yeah, and sometimes it was, if Mike would say that to me, it felt like we were more connected in those moments than, you know, I love you, which I love that we always say I love you when we hang up, but that doesn't always mean I'm feeling it in that moment. But if I heard, I like you, you're my friend, that was like a happy moment.
Yeah. So. And so, like you'd said, we all, like, people just use the word, I love you all the time, a ton. I mean, people even say it now, just like hanging up on the phone with other people they know that they're not even married to. And it's sweet. It's kind. It's not a problem, but it felt like it did get, and we didn't even know that it got watered down until, like, I remember you or I saying, oh man, I really like you. And we were already married, and it had that, like, I don't know. I remember having that butterfly of like when you told someone you liked them before you got, like,
yeah.
It's like, hey, Kirsten, I mean, I really like you. Would you go out, like, maybe on a, go to the movies with me or
something? It gives you butterflies all over again.
And it gives you butterflies, yeah. And it felt really sweet.
Ignore the fact that I said no the first time.
Yeah. More on that later. Third time's a charm or something like that. So we felt like it got watered down. And we still obviously say I love you every day when I leave and this and that. But, you know, every now and then we come out and say, I like you, you're my friend. And it feels really good. So that's just kind of something we've learned.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting too. It all kind of, we had all these little things that kind of came together. But the bottom line was we were really starting to realize over the years and bouncing off of that chapter, how important it was to be friends in a marriage. It makes marriage feel lighter and more fun. It makes conversations easier. If you just imagine how you speak to your friends when you have a bad day, or, you know, or you have a good day or something exciting is happening, I would think about, you know, I'd text someone and it wouldn't be, hey, you know, what did you do this morning? It was, hey, oh my gosh, like, look at this ridiculous photo that I just found, as if we were already in the conversation.
Yeah.
And so doing that with you, it just made the relationship feel richer and fuller.
Yep.
Which I really enjoyed.
Yeah. So, and part of that is just having, like you'd said, we're having fun together. I think that's something that a lot of married people just don't do. They don't, they don't have fun. And I know it can change. And when we had Noah, like, it got more difficult to actually go have fun and do stuff, because when we were just me and you, we had time to do, oh my gosh, we had so much time. It's crazy.
We did.
So we had so much time to do whatever we want, travel here, do this, do that, sleep in, stay up late, do whatever we want. And there was no consequences really in essence to what we want to do. So, you know, if you're just married right now and you don't have kids, like, you have a chance to totally be friends. I think where married people really start to, like, I don't know, mess up, whatever, is when they have a kid and they start having kids and they forget to have fun with each other. They forget to be friends with each other. And it's purely, like you'd said, text about all right, can you pick him up? Do this. When I get home, do that, do this. Mm-hmm. And it's even hard for us. We struggle with that mm-hmm. obviously every time because when you've got a 2-year-old running around asking for things, like he relies on us. Like he's yeah. not, we don't look at him and go, hey, mom and dad, we're going to the coffee shop. Why don't you hang out here and make dinner for yourself?
Yeah. It requires a bit of a brain shift, I think,
yeah.
for me to go from, you know, hey, Mike, Noah needs a bath or something like that to, oh my gosh, Mike, did you just see how our cat flipped off the bed and,
yeah.
and I don't know, we're did something
people.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
yeah, there's something random there.
Cat,
I don't
cat
know.
Stuff.
Well, and it's just, I think, you know, you can kind of fall in this rut where everything feels like a chore. Finances feel like a chore or...
Totally.
Daily life feels like a chore, but when you slip in those little kind of inserts of fun or
yep.
goofing off or joking, it makes things a lot, I don't know, like I said, fuller, richer.
Oh yeah. And it's not easy. It's not like that. It's full and richer. That's a really yeah. good, this definitely does require intentionality. Like you just said, shifting gears, shifting your mindset. So randomly, example, mm-hmm. and because we love television,
yeah,
so random here in the middle of what we just said. But who is the couple on TV that you think friendship is best displayed? Now, this isn't maybe morally what's happening, but best TV show, best characters, go.
Okay, hands down, and we were watching this show, I think, when this book, we were reading this
yeah,
book,
that's
so it's
right.
probably a you know easy go to, but I remember thinking. Lillian Marshall from, How I Met Your Mother. Yes.
So good.
So good.
There literally is nothing else I can think of that displays friendship.
I know. I remember, and maybe once again, because we were reading the book, but I just remember they were always having fun together. I actually loved the episode where they were so in tune with each other that everyone was getting annoyed because they were always together and like walking to the bathroom together and doing all these things. You know, they just had jokes. They do high fives together. They could read each other. And I mean, they had conflict, but
yeah.
I just love that the undertone was constantly friendship for
friendship
them.
And love, yeah.
And it wasn't angsty. You know, one of the relationships that drive me crazy is the relationships on Friends. And I love Friends. I must disclaim that.
You just leaned in like you want to make sure the microphone
everybody,
knew that.
Everybody know that I still love Friends, but the relationships always kind of felt angsty
yeah.
or... And they had their moments of friendship for sure, but it just was different. Lily and Marshall always felt very, I don't know, just fun.
That's
so.
Awesome.
Okay, so this is the part of the show we call What I'm Sensing. That is stuff that we're reading or watching, listening to, stuff that we're tasting that's amazing. Basically, anything from the five senses. What are we sensing this week? What are you sensing this week, Mike Pascal?
So right now, I don't know if it's really a sensing, but there's two things. I'm reading a book called The Last Arrow by Erwin McManus. Loving the book so far.
Mm.
He actually wrote this book all about basically living life to the fullest, not leaving anything out. He uses a great reference from the Bible regarding arrows. I'm going to leave it there so you'll buy the book. That
Shoot.
Sounds interesting.
I'm intrigued.
You're intrigued. But he actually wrote it before he found out he had cancer at the beginning of this year.
Oh, geez.
Which was crazy. Currently, he does not have cancer.
Oh, that's amazing.
Completely healed. But it's crazy because he'd finished the last part of the book right when he found out he was diagnosed. So it was kind of like, well, just wrote the medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But totally cancer-free now and that I'm aware of. And I love every minute of it. It's really challenging and just kind of really living for God and living to help others and spread the gospel. And not looking at our life as this really, really long thing, but actually seeing it as being short and not taking advantage of that at all and not thinking, man, I've got time to do this or time to do that. So it's been really, really cool to read. Love it. The other thing is I'm feeling this fall weather. I like fall weather. I'm opposite of you. I love the summer, but so we've hit Piedmont Park up, which is my favorite park in Atlanta. Huge out there, right in the middle of the city, but it doesn't feel like you are. Love it. Lots of people running and dogs out and stuff. So we took Noah the other way, got a cup of coffee and he got to take his scooter out and learn for the first time. It was the cutest thing in the world. I said we should probably get a helmet for him before he falls and breaks his head. You said we'll get that for him for Christmas. It's currently
October. So he's not allowed to fall and hit his head.
So he's not allowed to fall on his head, which you said. So I told him that, and we'll see. And then NBA basketball is kicking in. The Cavs are looking strong. The Warriors are looking strong as usual. Lots of movement in the offseason. Very excited. That's what I'm feeling. You did about you. What about you?
All right. I am also, I also have a book that I am sensing. Daring to Hope by Katie Davis Majors. It's amazing. I think it's just at a very poignant time of my life because I'm about to have a baby, and it was very hard for me the first time. Just emotionally and trying to understand what it looks like to live in kind of a new place and a place where you don't feel like you know what you're doing or you don't really feel like you see a lot of growth. So she dives into what it looks like to hope in difficult places. For her, it's extraordinarily difficult. Lots of tragedies, but it's amazing to see how she, I don't know, that how she would increase in intimacy with God. It was very encouraging to see how it doesn't have to be easy or good for you to find hope and to see the Lord. And so I'm really enjoying that. That's my serious one. And then the other one, I am hearing Christmas music because I do not like fall, but I do love Christmas. So I just go ahead and turn that on as soon as, you know, people start talking about all this ridiculous pumpkin spice nonsense. and also I realized that Noah doesn't know Christmas music, and of course he has to. So I've introduced him to the Little Drummer Boy, which is great because he loves drumming. And now that's all he talks about. That and Mary Did You Know by Pentatonix, which he asks for over and over. He just asks for Baby Boy because that's what they talk about. And he's like, Baby Boy. So that's what I'm hearing right now. That's what I'm sensing. Okay, so the question is, how do you become a Lily and Marshall marriage? That is a great question. First, you watch How I Met Your Mother.
True.
just kidding. You don't have to watch that. I think one thing for me, like I mentioned at the beginning, all this kind of started with thinking about phone calls, is thinking about how you call or text your spouse. What are you calling them about? What are you texting them about? And the next time, you know, you're calling them about scheduling or something like that, you know, that you mention something that's completely random. Just come up with something random, something that both of you like or something that your spouse likes, you know, whatever that may be. One example for us recently was the Star Wars preview.
So good.
So good. So Mike calls me about something and...
Oh, okay. So, yes. Oh. So I called you because this is something that you've... oh my gosh, I love that you do this. You found two things that you love. I'm going to share one and then I want you to share the other.
Oh, that's right.
The first one is I was trying to get in touch with you. I think you would know there's something.
Five phone calls,
phone calls, probably worrying you to death. But I wanted you to know that Dwayne Wade got traded to the Cavs. And him and LeBron James were going to be playing again.
Yes.
And you loved it.
You guys, I can't say how many years ago, but let's say 5 to 6 years ago, yep. I would have had absolutely no clue who these human beings were. And actually, it is funny because I think because of this topic coming up and seeing people on Facebook who would be enjoying things together, I think we were kind of in a place in our lives where there wasn't a lot of stuff that we both got excited about, but Mike was getting super stoked about LeBron James and watching him in the Miami Heat. Mike kind of likes a little bit of controversy, so when LeBron decided to
move to Miami, I was a big fan.
Yeah, and he decided he was a fan. I was like, okay. And then I was like, you know what? He loves this. I am not a sports person by any means. I don't know anything about it, but if he loves it, I'm going to watch it too. And
so we started watching.
Yeah, we started watching. I didn't really understand.
Asking questions. Went to a basketball game in Charlotte with me to watch.
This was the pivotal key for me. I had to find something about basketball that would interest me, and I discovered it was reading the players' Wikipedia pages, and I became obsessed with their stories. For example, Birdman, I think he was like the same birthday as me or same age or something like that. And I was like, oh, I love him now. And LeBron James, here's a reason I love him. And then Dwayne Wade. And then I learned the stories and how they're all friends. And I was like, this is the best. And so by the end of the game, I was cheering and screaming louder than Mike.
Oh my gosh.
So unfortunately, I still didn't understand the rules of the game. So at one point, I think I asked him what the limit was on rebounds.
You know, how many rebounds can they have a game?
Yeah. So still working on it, but I got super stoked. And it was fun because it wasn't just, okay, fine, I'm here for Mike. It suddenly became, okay, this is super fun. We get to like
So that was what's so cool because when I saw that he got traded, literally you're the first person I thought of. I was like, she's got to know that Dwayne Wade's going to play.
Which makes me feel so honored because there's so many people he could have texted and been like, hey, guess what? And then he could have called me and been like, by the way, I'm coming home in 5 minutes. Like, you know, whatever.
Like, instead, I was all over the phone and I wanted her to know because it's something that we enjoy. I'm actually excited about this season because we're going to watch him play.
Woo!
Derrick Rose is on the
team. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so exciting.
I know, it's going to be awesome. So it's something we got really excited about that we've been watching. But that also brought up, she's like, hey, have you seen the new Star Wars preview? It came out last night.
Yeah, and so Mike watched it. And
so I watched it and we were talking about the poster and some ideas behind it. And I know that sounds just kind of cheesy or whatever, simple, small level, whatever. Like we're not in a big devotion in our small group and all this jazz where you're trying to figure out all this theology and how to, but like, I see that a lot and it's very important and we're still doing it. We're actually doing a book study slowly together. But these are the moments that we really love. It's to me, it's like that outward expression of our friendship and our love that we're actually following through instead of, you know, reading a book 1 hour, we're going to act like everything's awesome together. And then we go back to chores and doing our thing. But this is like for a moment there. And we've been working on a lot lately, actually, since we've been talking about the idea of this podcast. And then sending more fun text instead of just, here's what today sucks.
Right.
Or whatever. It's like,
I think finding hobbies together are, that's really, I think the couples that I admire or seems like they really enjoy each other tend to have things that they do together.
Yeah. You don't have a lot of friends. All right. So outside of marriage, you don't have a lot of friends where you don't have anything in common. Right. You're not like, oh, I love hanging out with that guy. We have nothing in common. You just don't do that.
Yeah.
So it's great. And when you get married, things change, time changes, interests change. So you have to work on making sure your interest, you're finding what you like about each other and stuff. So like I'm trying to actually read a book called Daring to Hope. Is that right?
Yes.
So I'm kicking into that one. I'm going to start that one this week.
And that's another example of something that I really enjoy. It's a book that I really enjoy and I've been talking to Mike about. And having him come into that is... It means a lot. I mean, it just means a lot that he'll mention it. Because I'm like, oh, you're actually listening to me. This is amazing. So it's another example, I think, of entering the other person's world where you might not typically enter it.
That's good.
But then another thing you guys can do is start talking about what are the things that we both enjoy. So Mike and I, we've seen couples who enjoy running together, couples who enjoy playing tennis together. It doesn't have to be sports, but you know, couples who maybe they enjoy reading the same books or whatever it may be. Dive into that. Like really, really, I mean, even if you have to scrape for it, hopefully you guys have something that you enjoy doing together. Even if it's just sitting and reading or drinking coffee together, we're okay with that.
Playing video games.
Playing video games, watching TV, and being able to say, oh my gosh, can you believe what happened?
Yeah.
But just be careful because if you pick a TV show and one of you decides to watch a few of the episodes before the other person.
Well, I was talking about that today with the coworkers. I watched Stranger Things without you.
There may be a little cold shouldering. Little cold shouldering. I may have felt
there was a lot of cold
shouldering. Betrayed.
But I deserved it. I think I watched 8 episodes without you.
Yes.
So there's only 13 in that season. So like for us, example really quick was we trained and ran half marathons together.
Mm-hmm.
You ran half marathons. I ran a half marathon with you.
But you kept me going. Sorry. That was really awesome. Anyway, keep going.
We paddleboard.
Mm-hmm.
We'll so paddleboard together. I'm doing that together.
I think I started that one and then Mike decided to jump into it.
Literally, I fell into it. I don't have the best balance in the world. 6'4" and no balance.
Yeah.
That's a hobby. You started watching wrestling with me every now and then.
I did watch wrestling. And once I realized it's basically the guy's version of a rom-com, I was like, okay, now this makes sense to me.
Yeah.
I had a little trouble with that.
I used to be ashamed, but I don't care.
Yeah, I like characters. And so once I realized
character development,
I was like, oh, this is awesome.
So for the challenge on this part, this is kind of the how-to, the nuts and bolts of friendship and marriage. like she had said, is basically two things. Find out what your spouse enjoys and try to get
pick
to know
one
that
thing
and
you
learn.
Don't, you may not enjoy.
Yeah, because it'll change their, it'll, oh, it's so cool for them to take part in that. And you don't have to go full blast in. They don't, and you don't need to expect that. But then, you know, it just means a lot to like mm-hmm. go, oh, you're kind of entering my world. And then the second one, the big one to me is find something you both love to do.
Yeah.
So, reading.
And then, and let that be part of your narrative conversation, you know, yeah. let that be the thing that you text each other about occasionally, or let that be the thing that you bring up any updates about, whatever it may be.
So for us right now, honestly, this podcast is our thing.
Yeah. Like, it's so just something that's fun and kind of sparks. Yeah.
Last Tuesday,
excitement.
We spent like an hour in Google Docs. We've got like not spreadsheets. Well, we got some, but we're like taking notes, figuring out how we can help, you know, others through this podcast, hopefully. And then, our number one goal is to have fun, which yeah. is kind of funny actually. Now that I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Is to have fun. And then we hope that people get something out of it. So for us, this is our thing because yeah. we can put Noah to bed and we can go to the kitchen table. We can light a candle, have a choice of beverage yeah. and talk.
Right.
And this is like actually really cool and keeps our mind going. So this for us, it's recording podcasts. After Noah gets a little older, we go in, I want to start running again. I want mm-hmm. a bike. I want a paddleboard. But for right now, this is our thing. So go out there, learn something about each other, have fun, get to know each other more, keep that friendship alive.
Do book studies together. It's amazing how just talking about something that you're both reading or learning about can spark some conversations or at least kind of shake things up
yeah.
a little bit.
So guys, pick up the book and read the thing. I get upset.
And don't just
read
two of the seven books that were recommended in the series.
Oh, that's cold. Oh, that's so cold.
People to this day ask me, how could you have married him if he did not read all the Harry Potter books?
All right. So challenge accepted. I've got to read them. Yes. I've finished two. I'm on third one.
I feel like the fifth time, I think.
Yeah, fifth thing. Cool. So, anyway. But seriously, guys, go out there and read something. Get to know your spouse. I know guys sometimes can just like, you know, I'm a guy, so I'm going to say this, can just like flake out, sit on the couch, not do anything, and expect their wife to do things they like. Yeah. But man, get out there, read a book with them. Whatever, you know, you gotta find something. So that's our challenge, you guys.
And I'm sorry, I'm gonna add a little quick add-on.
Yeah.
Mike can put this in the little show notes, but the book that we mentioned in the zeroth episode, what 31 Ways to Love and Encourage Your Spouse, or love and encourage your husband
one.
Or your wife. If you need a resource that's just gonna give you some inkling of an idea each day to know how to
get to know your spouse. Get
to know them and then just like to do things for them that is going to make them excited, then I would recommend this book if you cool. have no other ideas. Absolutely.
Awesome. Check that out in the show notes.
So thanks for joining us today, guys. We are so glad that you could be here, or sort of be here, for our first topic on friendship. We hope that you got to walk away with some ideas for how to make your spouse your best friend again.
Yeah, and if it was interesting to you, we would love to have some help spreading the word. Our main goal in this is actually just have fun, which is exactly what we talked about with this friendship thing. So we're having a blast doing it tonight. We've had a blast doing it for like an hour or so. But we would love to get this out in the hands or in the ears of other people all around the world. So if you don't mind, take some time, retweet it, tweet it out, make it known on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, whatever, however you want to help us out. It is on iTunes, SoundCloud, I think, and then our website, howtorealife.me. So send that out. Use the hashtag howtorealife. I don't think it's being used anywhere else, so that would be awesome. And then if you do like it and you have questions or some topics you would want to be heard yeah. or talked about or anything like that, and just let us know how it's going, visit howtorealife.me/podcast. You can find all the episodes there in the future and a little form at the bottom that allow you to ask us questions. We'll work on a Google Voice number later so you can actually leave us a voicemail.
Ooh.
If you know what a voicemail is. It's where you talk on the phone and you don't text. Crazy concept. One day I heard they're going to come out with a way for you to like talk like in real time back and forth.
What?
Yeah. Instead of taking a long time to text, you can actually conversate.
Converse.
That's a good one to end on. Cool. So for real though, had a great time. Thank you, Kirsten.
Thank you, Mike, for being my friend.
Oh.
Aw.
Oh, I like you too.
Aw.
You didn't say that, but I like you.
I like you too.
Cool. We'll see you guys next time. Look for the podcast episode 2. We're not sure when it's coming out because we're not trying to stick to an exact schedule. We're just kind of letting it flow. Peace.
Bye.
Ha ha ha.